Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Cersei 2013 in Bologna, Italy, and I'm with Michael Johnson, an architect and a professor at Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture. Michael, how you doing?
I'm just doing fine. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. I appreciate you spending time with us. First question I wanted to ask you, I know you're doing a special event here in Bologna, and why don't you give us the details on what you're working on?
Well, I'm actually doing two conferences this year. I'm doing a conference today, which is Tuesday, the second day of the fair, where we're going to be presenting a film on the famous Italian architect Paolo Solari, who migrated to Arizona in 1946 to study with Frank Lloyd Wright. And then we're going to have, after seeing the film, a roundtable discussion talking about where we head after Paolo's death, which happened about a month ago. You know, I'm also doing a second seminar on Friday, which is Women in Architecture. And we're going to talk about really deep issues of how women are pretty much second-class citizens in the field of architecture and how we can improve those situations.
All right, let's talk about the first one with Paolo. Interesting where he's devoted the latter part of his life on city planning. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, Paolo became very interested in cities, especially, you know, coming from Italy, where the cities were all ancient, and going through New York and seeing the cluster of craziness. He began to think about cities, and one of the things that he really wanted to do is try to figure out how we can make a city better for the human being. And he felt that the elimination of the car within the city would do that, so that a city could take on many of the amenities of a village, if you may, where you're not dependent on cars. And it's ironic, too, because we can eliminate about 60% of the space in a city if we just get rid of the cars. When you think about the roads, when you think about the car stores, you think about the places that you fix your car, we can eliminate 60% of the surface area of a city. And that was the kind of thing that he involved himself with, and he was thinking about his entire life.
So he did these studies. Did he ever put any of this design work into action?
Well, I always thought back in the 50s and the 60s when I had met Paolo that it would be a third world country that might build one of these cities. In 1969, he acquired a piece of property about 70 miles north of Phoenix, and he began building his own. And he worked from 1969 till his death, but only about 3% of it has been built. It was physically trying out his theories of the kind of life it might be without a car.
So what is the name of that area, and is that still ongoing after his death?
Well, those are issues that we're working on now, and I can say that, first of all, it's called Arc Cosante. Okay. His initial encampment, which is in Paradise Valley, which was an isolated area when he started, now it is a suburb of Means. Cosante was his first established residence, and then Arc Cosante was the second. He called the cities arcologies, okay, architecture and ecology, okay, and that's where the term came from. If you go to Arizona, you can certainly tour these places.
All right, let me ask you, you mentioned before this interview that he had actually created some designs that another reason you're here is you're going to try to get maybe a tile company or to actually create some tile using his designs. Is that right?
That's correct, because it was kind of interesting because Paolo was a man that was always trying to survive, okay, and he had a family, and how did he do it? He did some magnificent fabric designs, which I'm working with some people in the United States on, but he also did some beautiful tile designs, and it seems that certainly one of the Italian tile manufacturers should embrace, Paolo being Italian, the designs that he did. And many of these go back 50 years, the designs, actually.
Let's go to the other topic that you're talking about, and that's the stature of women in architecture. Obviously, as a professor at Frank Lloyd Wright School in the U.S., you have both genders that attend the school. Are we seeing a little bit more equilibrium when it comes to what women are making in architecture in the U.S., or where does that stand?
Well, there's some interesting statistics, and we could go on for hours. And, of course, a lot of it's going to be revealed in the conference that I'm doing. But at the present time in the United States, about 47% of the architectural students are women. But within the actual profession, there's only about 13%. And women only earn 73 cents on a dollar, which is something that is not unique to architecture. I think it's unique to our entire society where the white boys are still in control of things.
One more last question for you, if you don't mind. I'll watch Kermit Baker. He does the architectural index. It's the billing index. It's at 54 now, which is, it's a little bit better than it's been for several years. Are you seeing more activity in the design business in the U.S.?
Well, I really don't look at the United States. I look at Arizona and specifically the Phoenix Valley where I reside and work. And I'm seeing a little bit of wiggle in the housing industry. I do see a lot of larger firms doing big projects that are government-driven. But, I don't think that we're really going to solve this problem in the United States until the top 1% start investing in this country instead of investing in overseas and stocking their money elsewhere.
Are students who are finishing at Frank Lloyd Wright now, are they able to find jobs in the field?
Well, we have a unique situation because almost every one of our graduates do find placement. And one of the reasons is that we teach some courses that are not taught anywhere else in the United States. Like I teach a course on contract documents. So when the student leaves, he can go immediately to an office and produce. Whereas if you come from a school like Harvard or Yale, where their emphasis is on theory instead of productivity, they have less of a chance, especially to get employment in small offices because they can't afford to train.
All right, Michael, it's great to talk to you. I look forward to your talk this afternoon on Palo. Again, we've been talking to Michael Johnson, who's a professor at Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.